Blog Talk Radio.
It is time. It's 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and we are in the Eastern Time Zone, so therefore, it is time for the Health Reverend to speak. I am happy to see that we're gathered together again, because, you know, that's always my favorite thing, us gathering together. Now, we're going to do something that's ever so slightly new and different today. You know how I love new and different. What we're doing is continuing the conversation with of gifting and receiving. And, of course, there's always an occasion to talk about the gift of good health. Remember also that we are discussing the scripture that says, a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. But what we're going to do just a little bit different today is that we're going to have a guest to talk to us. And the reason I chose this guest for this show is that this guest is directly and fully responsible, and I have to say only responsible for me being on the air right now, because she taught me, I have to say, she taught me pretty much everything I know that I didn't learn by, you know, finding my way around the internet and reading articles and listening to YouTube videos. But she did what she did, and she did it in a good fashion. So my guest is going to speak with us, and she's going to tell us whatever it is that she wants us to know about gifting. Are you there, Reverend?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to meet my mentor in the business, Archbishop Abrams. And, you know, in the years that I've known her, we've only eyeballed each other one time. She's found me on this thing called the internet, and she invited me to her show, and now I'm happy to be returning that favor. I'm inviting her to my show. Archbishop, how are you doing today? Are you there?
Yes, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm just so, you know, full of all his glory and honor that he's bestowing upon myself, you know. So I'm doing really well, thank you.
What I want you to tell me is, how many people like me have you put on their way since the time we met? But first I want you to give your version of our meeting, because I always say that you taught me everything I know and got me started. But you might see it in a completely different fashion. And another thing I want to do is thank you in public for all that you have done. You see, this month's topic is gifting and receiving and leaving an inheritance. And so that's what I want you to tell us about. What do you want us to know about your views on giving and receiving?
I think the best model is the one that Jesus Christ gave us, you know, and the one that God himself gave us, you know. He gave his only begotten son because he loved us so much, you know. And when you give, that's the only time that you really will receive, you know. It's when you don't give, you don't receive. You know, if you keep your hands closed and you just keep everything to yourself internally, you have no way of receiving anything. So the giver always gets more and more and more. It just pours into that person. And the more you give, you receive more. And I think there's a song that says you can't outdo God's giving. And it's no matter how you try. You know? So the more you give, the more he's going to give to you. And just keep on giving, you know, and it's really true. So that's a song, but it's true.
It is.
Giving is the best thing. Teaching, training, coaching, mentoring is another form of giving, you know, and and then you leave an inheritance, because that your student always outshine the teacher. You know what I'm saying? The student always gets some gold and the teacher. Yes, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
very proud.
Thank you. I want you to know that I said on my other show that everybody is aware of the season that we're in, and we talk about seasons all the time. And I was saying that pretty soon they're going to be telling us that we're in the cold and flu season. And I said, well, seasons have names like spring, fall, winter, and summer. I said, if somebody tells you in a cold and flu season, it means that they expect you to get a cold or a flu so that you can come and buy some drugs from them. I said, but if you're working on giving yourself the gift of good health, you'll understand that they're not talking to you when they say that, and you won't go for it. So I want you to just stay on the line for as long as you can. But when we talk about the season that we're in, Bishop, and today we are we're a little over 10 days away from the holiday of Christmas. And, of course, other people call it by other names. Some people don't call it anything, but we know what people are talking about when they discuss it. The only thing I really don't know is why so many people have been fed and accepted and to continue that lie about how much money they should spend, how stressed they should get, or how they should give some money and some gifts to people they don't know or may not even like. Now, what do you have to say about that business of people getting so completely crazy around such a season as this?
that's a deep subject right there. It goes back to the first question, you know, about giving. You know, this is the season of giving. It is the season of giving. Mm-hmm. But they have to remember, everyone should remember that the gift given start with that baby Jesus in that swaddling clothes, who didn't have, you know, basically he was homeless. You know, they didn't have a place to stay. And so in a barn and all it with it with the animals, here comes, you know, some shepherd guys, and here comes some three wise kings, you know, that's following a star. And they brought a present to this baby Jesus, you know. And so that's where it really starts from. And if we can just bring the presence to Jesus, you know, no one really knows the birthday, you know. But this is the day that they allocate as the birthday of Jesus Christ. But we know it couldn't have been in the snow time because, you know, they're out there in the barn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we really don't know the date of his birth, but it's given, you know, and given that present. So I don't think anyone should really go around wasting a lot of money on things. You know, I just discovered this website. It's called Wish, WISH.com, and you're buying from China, you know, direct. But there's so many things on there for a dollar, you know, and $2 and $7 and very beautiful things, $14, very inexpensive, and you can give, you know, free shipping and all that, and not go over, you know, extend yourself beyond what you really can do, especially in the economy that we're in at this time. The budgets of so many people are very tight. And then so when you give now, you're not burdened with it, and you feel good because all you have to do is go to the dollar store and buy some wrapping paper or something, and you know how to decorate and stuff, you know. But I really appreciate the gift that you gave me, because right now, from the time you gave me some of those herbal remedies, which I already went through herbologists and the schooling and training and all the education to be an herbologist, but you put it together without cost, and that really, really, really blessed me, because I started using the strategies for my mother. And would you believe she was at kidney failure during the time that we first met, and now she has a completely brand new kidney, totally normal on everything. Her whole body function is normal, and everything is just normal everywhere. So because of the herbal thing that you taught me, and the way you broke it down, you know, it was so amazing that I started my own. I started emulating you, and I said natural remedies, you know, by Archbishop Dr. Abrams because of you. So, you know, you gave me a blessing. You blessed my mother. Yeah, and now she's, you know, 97, you know. Yeah, and so her entire body, all of the cells, it was like the top of her head through the sole of her feet just came off. You know, and the other thing that happened, and this was just with the parsley, she became lighter complected. She was a person, but even her cheekbone became to be like a now like the chestnut looking, light complected. Seriously. So all the toxin has been removed from her body.
That's right.
Then her body, like, peeled off like a snake, you know, to shed it.
Oh,
shed
sure.
It again.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So blessed because you gave, you know, and you didn't charge and that type of thing. So I think that's when you really find the gift of giving a presence. It's just like, you know, you're overwhelmed when you receive something like that because you really can never pay that person back for a life or for health or, you know. So,
oh, wow. Isn't that fabulous? Oh, thank you for telling me that. That really makes me feel like that tells me again that I'm doing the thing I'm supposed to do. I just want you to know that the motto of Living Well Ministries comes from 1 Corinthians 14:19. I would rather speak five words with my own understanding, that by my voice others might learn also, than to speak 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. And my motto and my mission is that others might learn also. And so you've done it. You've confirmed to me today that my mission is being fulfilled, even if it's just one person at a time. That's great. That's all that I could have asked for.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the life of my mom and the health of my mom. You see, you know what I'm saying? Because she was going down for the last count, and I just started, you know, boiling the parsley and make it into a tea, and it was palatable for her to have that, you know, in the G tube with her the formula, you know, the longevity, you know, 1.5. And it wasn't harmful to the body. It, you know, so she was, you know, getting rid of all that toxin, you know, through the normal process of elimination. And it was just like, you know, wow, you know. So, and then I have a blood count, you know. I have the as a matter of fact, I'll look it up and even confirm to you over the airwave in a few minutes. I have it right here because I framed it. I you know, I said, this is a keeper here. This is a keeper. I have it right in front of me. Her blood count and so forth as a result, and medical persons that are listening, they would understand these, you know, the terms, but her ATL, unit L, the current result, this was done on August the 12th, 2005, the current result was at 39 that particular day, right? And the previous result of it was 216, right? That was the month before, July 2nd, 2005. And they said that the normal is between 12 to 78. So she became normal, 39, because before it was 216. Yes.
Wow.
And there's more. There's like 10 more other blood counts because these come from when they do the blood work, you know, and then they measure the levels.
Yeah, that the next thing I want to add in right here, since you're talking about that, is my show is divided into a few different parts. But one part is instruction and the other part is exegesis. But today's topic for exegesis is Romans 12:2, which says, don't be conformed by the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. And you know, you just told me, you just answered that again, that your mother was completely transformed. Although the apostle, when this was written, was talking about spiritual transformation, there's no doubt that spirit follows the body. Spirit leaves the body. And one of my pastoral counseling instructors at the seminary said that we always feel before we think. And it's through feelings and emotions that we then act. And that's the expression, I wasn't thinking. That's where that comes from. It's like saying, well, first you feel, then you think, and then you act. But I tell you, the truth will surely set you free. I talk a lot all the time about changing. You know, a lot of people in the profession of health and alternative health will tell you what to do. What to do. Do this, do this, do this. I don't really like that approach. The approach that I prefer is to just hand over some information and let Spirit do its work from there, because many people, way too many people, are convinced that there's something all right about being kind of sick. Well, I can't go along with that. You know, I don't think there's anything all right with it, period. Whether you're very sick, kind of sick, whatever it is. But I do know that there is a cure for every illness, and most of those cures are something that you can grow right out there in the backyard, like a handful of parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start talking about giving, I'm always trying to look at what else can I give somebody that's going to help them feel better tomorrow, most especially the little children. So I tried also to keep some source of help, like, for example, the book I gave you, The Back to Eden. Back to Eden has been mentioned on every time I open my mouth on this topic. Back to Eden is mentioned because it's like a manual for everything that a person would want to do to keep themselves well. And then the most recent one was The Crazy Makers, and the subtitle is How the Food Industry is Destroying Our Brains and Harming Our Children. And it's all about food additives. And, of course, my favorite work thus far has been the Anti-Sugar Crusade. But this book gives us a lot of information about how these additives not only affect the physical health of children, but the mental health of children, not just children, but everybody who consumes them, but especially children, because it affects their brain development as well. And I feel a great obligation to look after that group of people, those little children who are coming along. Plus, being that I live in rural northeast Georgia in the southeast, I live among people who are, according to the statistics, are in the worst health of anybody on the earth. So I don't know how we got there, but that's what they say we are. So I have a lot of work to do to move us forward into a little bit closer to good health. Is there anything else you want us to know about My King's Ministry? My King's Network. Because when I was introducing you, I left that part out.
We have a new we have the television broadcasting network, and we have the radio, of course, and so forth, international radio now. But I'm running a special. It's called it the Black Friday special, because that's when we kicked it off on the first, a little bit after Thanksgiving, from December to the 10th. Where I was, given the opportunity for anyone that would like to be on the television, I mean, that's live TV streaming as well as streaming on the internet, for one payment for a whole year, $315, you can be on television. And that was it. And if you you'll be basically on my system, and my server. And, I'll support your film, our platform, have other prices, the monthly prices and so on as well. So I'm very excited, as a creator, developer of My King's Service Television Broadcasting Network, that, it's a functional entity. It took me, a lot of years to develop it. And, now, you can literally see it. I know people, it's kind of like, well, what's she talking? Where is it? Now, finally today, I just send out the website so everyone can actually see it. You have your Roku system and you can start watching all of our films that are there. But I've been loading up. I have so many films that have been loaded up. And I just wanted to make sure I had enough films that, we weren't like dead air, the one film and that, or just one personality and that's it. So now we have many ministries that are a part, as they, and we join with beautiful companies and partners and so forth. And I don't think any one of them know each other or any of that thing, but they all have the same passion to get the word of God out there. We have that platform to help everyone, So the special was continued after the 10th. We continued it now until December 31st. So anybody who wants to have their own TV channel, they need to just give me a call or, you know, write to me. Or write to, if you write through through Pastor Sandra Teresa Davenport, that's probably the best way that you can reach me and so forth. So she can get a little blessing to her ministry. If you come on board and pay the $3.15, we'll bless her and the health ministry of health and wellness, living well ministries with Pastor Sandra Teresa Davenport. We'll bless, you know, your ministry with money. For everyone that comes through you, you know, to be on our television broadcasting network, you know. And I'm excited. So please contact her and by email, text, or however, you know, you can reach Pastor Davenport. Let her know that you're interested.
One thing I'd like to ask you to do, if you don't care, is I have on my other show, I was telling some Christmas stories because I try to tape all of them a week or two in advance, and I was telling some Christmas stories. I want you to tell us some of your favorite, some of your favorite Christmas memories?
Oh, Christmas memories! Oh my gosh, I have so many. Well, my family is a family that we have extended family, which means we come together all the time and we live together. So. As I was growing up, you know, I had my mother, my father, myself, my aunties and all my cousins and my grandmother, and you know, we all living in the same house. And and once I got married, then I had my husband, his family liked what was going on, so they showed up in the house too. So I had my husband, his brother, and you know, his mother, his father came to live, and they didn't leave. And you know, and so we had an extended family. Then I had, you know, a housekeeper that helped me, and you know, with my children and cleaning and folding clothes, and she brings her kids too. And so we had Hillary. Each child she had, she'd bring them, and she'd come to work with her babies. And I said, "Sure, they can stay. You don't need a babysitter. You know, come on now, please." And so it was that. So when we had the holidays, we had all of these people. Her name was Mary Lou. She was from the Philippines, so she used to have all the people from Lois and Lagos and Taiwanese and the Japanese and the Indonesians and, you know, the Philippines and, you know, all these different Asian people would come in to this very small house, you know, and we all are together and with all their families. And I don't even know how we made everything fit, but it all fit. And, you know, we'd have the tree and decorate, and then people come with their own ideas. Everybody brought some food, and, you know, everybody sat and ate, sat on the floor, sat on, you know, it was just hodgepodge. But the family would always come together at every occasion, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, anything was an occasion. Birthday, we celebrate birthday. It was like always something, you know, and I love that, you know, just, and I'm always taking pictures and, you know, taking pictures and running around taking pictures. And you don't see me in any of the pictures because I'm running around taking pictures. I'm taking pictures. Now I'm taking film. I'm filming everybody, you know. And now I have a grandson. I'm doing the same thing, filming, running around filming. But I just love the holiday season, you know, like that.
Oh,
yeah, the gift giving. Yeah.
I wanted to also mention that the overall topic for December has been leaving an inheritance for your children's children. And, of course, when I talk about it, I'm talking about leaving the inheritance of health. When you talk about an inheritance, Archbishop, does it come to your mind as something that goes into a box, or does it come to your mind as something more spiritual? And we have about 4 minutes left, so go ahead. Take your time.
I think spiritual is the best. As my mother, you know, she gave me the gift of the Word of God. you know, being in church every single day except Tuesday. and my grandmother gave it to her and her five children, and my mother gave it to me, and then I gave it to my children and my seven sons. They do the same thing, even the ones mm-hmm. that are prodigal sons, you know, they mm-hmm. they still have the same mandate, in a sense, to bring the family together and to teach and sitting at the table and eating. And, you know, the word of God is powerful, and that is a mm-hmm. serious inheritance.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's wonderful. I have a big family myself, and there was a time when four generations of my family lived in this house that we live in right now. And that I live in right now. And then across
wow.
the street, there was my uncle and his seven children. And then two doors up the street, there was my aunt with her five children. So
wow,
that was multiplied several times over during holidays, because everybody who came home, if you live in a small town and you move away from them, you pretty much go home for Christmas or the 4th of July or something. So whoever had mm-hmm. lived, you know, the kids who had gone off to college, they would show up, they'd come home, and, you know, by the time they left, they'd be gathering here because we still had some teenagers here. And it mm-hmm. still is a marvel to me. You talk about everybody sitting in your house. It still is a marvel to me that all those people were able to sit into this house. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And somehow or another, what really tickles me is to look at that front room and remember that my granddad's favorite place to sit was right up against the wall behind the door. As you open the door, and that's where his chair would be. But I can't imagine opening that door and not bumping into him. I don't know how that happened, but that's where he always was, right there. So, let's see, today
wow.
is the 13th of December. He would generally go and get us a Christmas tree sometime between the 15th and the 21st, because he was not really that interested in the whole crazy thing. So he would go out, when we got out of school for Christmas, he would go out in the woods. He would take one of the kids along. It was going to be a girl, because we didn't have many boys at the time who would be interested.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take somebody with him, and they'd go out in the woods, chop down a tree and bring it back, and then that's when the fun really began. So I tell you, I had a lot of, but these days I feel like I have truly, truly been gifted, because the time that I have spent living in my grandfather's house has been just entirely priceless to me. I was living here when I met you. I was living here when I became a true, what should I say, a virtual person. I was living here when I started to learning a lot that I had to do for myself to use my talents and all of my education to move myself forward into the style of living that I wanted for myself. This is where I wrote my first book and published it. This is where I wrote my first ebook, which I'll be publishing Christmas Eve. It's going to be online 24 hours for free. And all of these things happened here, but it has been a wonderful, wonderful legacy. And when I do leave again, then I'll be in really good shape because of the house that I've lived in. Okay, mm-hmm. So Archbishop, we are down now to 90 seconds to go. Would you like to leave us with anything?
Yes, I just want to thank you for inviting me, and I really appreciate, and I am very extremely, extremely, extremely proud of you. I really am. I mean, I love to see the eagle soar, and you have learned, and you're soaring. I thank you for inviting me to come on today.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm just like any other child. I'll be looking back to see if you're there from here on in. All the while, I'll be trying to do something to make you proud that you took me in when you did. But I will certainly let you know when the book is ready. If you and all of your LinkedIn followers or wherever your followers are, there'll be a 24-hour span. The book is entitled Herbs, Teas, Oils, and Potions. It's an A to Z listing of herbs that I've used and what they did for me. Okay, then. Again, I thank you very much. And Archbishop Abrams will be back with us on the 10th of January. So don't forget it. Thank you, Archbishop. Have a good afternoon.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Live well today. This is the Health Reference.